Because we have the great Antonio Flores with us. You see, he's seamless. Good morning to you, Antonio.
Good morning, Charles.
Right then. I hope all is fine and well and fit and dandy in your world.
Yes, all good, all good. No complaints.
Right then. Now, this is an interesting one. You're always interested, of course, with your legal advice, but it's something that comes up, it's been coming up quite a lot frequently, and especially in my other role as a journalist. We tape things. We have devices now that you can basically record all your sort of your audio correspondence as well in terms of telephone conversations, etc. Now, this is a hot potato legally, I'd imagine.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, the issue of recording conversations, recording images, taking videos of people is something that is never 100% clear, okay? Because fundamentally, there are two general principles in dispute. One of them is the right, I'm talking about universal principles of, human rights, they call them. So, your right to privacy and the right to information, okay? So they are competing all the time in the courts to see which one is going to be prevailing. So there are several situations, and I think there is a lot of urban myths and that sort of thing going on about whether you can record or you cannot record conversations of people of other parties, you can film in the streets and so on. But let me start, for example, with a conversation between you and I. Not obviously this one, which we know is public, but let's say we have a conversation, a private conversation, you and I, over the phone. Now, in Spain, that conversation can be recorded. I do not need your consent to record it, okay?
Okay.
Because the Spanish Constitutional Tribunal says that if a person voluntarily, and I'm quoting, voluntarily divulges his opinions or secrets to a listener, he already knows, basically, he's already stripping himself of that protection, okay? Because he already is making public his, not public, but to that listener, is divulging that information, so there's no requirement to get consent. In some states in the US, I've seen that's not the case. There are some states have laws that say one party consent. So you need to consent for a conversation to be recorded. Now, you can record third party conversations. That's utterly, completely illegal, especially if you're using technical devices and so on. That is imprisonable straight away.
Is that in the States or is that in Spain? Sorry.
That's in Spain.
Third party, if I'm listening in, if I am bugging somebody, basically, that's going to get you in huge trouble.
It's illegal. That's completely illegal. If there's two people talking and you sit next to them and you record that conversation, no, that's not considered to be a criminal offence. That's legal. That is illegal. Okay. But now we'll go on to what happens with the information, what you do with it. So the conversation between two people can be recorded. A conversation between you recording someone else's conversation using devices, technological devices, bugging and so on, is completely illegal.
Right. Okay. Can I just come quickly back on that one? Because this is interesting. If you say so, if I'm having a conversation with you on the phone, just about saying, shall we meet up at 5 o'clock for a business meeting, etc., and that's fine. And if you don't show, and something gets all messy, I can say, well, listen, I have a recording of here of us agreeing to meet at this place at this time, and he never showed. That's okay. Yep. Do you have to let that person know that you are recording?
No, you do not have to let them know. No. Absolutely. In Spain, no, okay? As I say, it's considered that if you are talking to someone and that person is recording or is not recording, you're accepting the possibility that that might be recorded, and that's it. Now, a different thing, and this is important, is what you do with that information, okay? Because then that would impact the privacy of the other person. So if you start divulging conversations you're having privately with someone else in the open, social media, that is not legal, okay? Now, there are exceptions, and that's public interest. At what point does public interest kick in? Well, it could be situations where that conversation, reveals illegal things or reveals confessions, they confess something or so on. So that is the boundary. If there is a public interest in that, then you can reveal them. And of course, you can use them in a court of law. Absolutely. So, there's another interesting thing, a confession over the phone to someone else. In Spain, like in the movies, you see that when they confess, okay, then that's it. You know, they go straight to jail. So, but in Spain, no. In Spain, there is, you know, the principle in law that you are not obliged to confess against yourself. So that is, that constitutes basically a self-confession, which is not legal unless you do it in front of the courts with a lawyer and so on.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's understood that it was obtained surreptitiously, and it goes against human rights as well. So it's quite a complex thing. Now let's go on to something else. What happens if you're in the street and you record people? That's fine. That's actually legal. You can record people in the street because those people are walking around and so on. Again, what do you do with that information? Now, if you specifically record people and then you post them on social media and you indicate, you know, who they are and so on, that's not legal. Okay, that would infringe the privacy of these individuals because they haven't consented to it. So they need a consent. You imagine, you know, you're in the street, someone's recording you, and then you see yourself in Facebook. Well, you can actually have the right, at least in Spain, to go to court and ask them to be removed. Okay, there are exceptions. Again, when, for example, there is a crime or a potential situation that is into the public interest, it's affecting public interest, people fighting and so on, shoplifters, or people robbing, people doing traffic and infringements. So all of that is considered to be illegal because it is in the public interest. But if it's just purely a private thing that has no incidents on the, and there's no interest for the public, there's no relevance, nobody, the society doesn't benefit from that, then that's illegal. Okay. Now, there was also another interesting situation where there were some ladies who were sunbathing and they were topless, you know, as people do. So they were recorded, and that went to court because they put them on the... So the court argued in that instance that that was not illegal because they had consented to everyone watching them, and they actually did that with a view that people would watch them.
Got a phone call coming in. Let me just put the truth and put this one on air for you. Let's see if... Oh, no, there they were gone. Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, so... mentioning people in the beach and people doing, you know, is it intimate or not when you do topless in front of hundreds of people? Okay, well, that's a debate.
Right.
Okay. Those ladies, they were recorded, and somehow they went onto social media and they saw that and they went to court. In that instance, they lost the case, basically arguing that it was just a general video. I didn't see the video, but it was just a general video of the beach, and they were there. So it wasn't specifically aimed at them to harm their right to privacy. It was just simply a video, and they appeared to be there. So they were not consent was not sought.
Yeah.
But the court understood that it was not necessary because they were voluntarily showing their private parts, and nothing was right, reproachable from a point of view of a filming person.
Just a quick one. Oh, no, we've got the phone call back. So let's see if we can get this phone call in there. Morning, caller.
Yes, morning, Giles. It's Gary here.
Morning, Gary.
I wonder if I could just ask Antonio a quick question, please.
Go for it.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, good morning. I have a situation where I have the neighbours from hell, and during a discussion, they started filming me from their garden into my garden. Now, right. About half an hour after this happened, I was told by a police officer that that wasn't illegal.
Well, I mean, I would not say that because... you know,
he did actually say, well, you can film them back, but they're being very clever because they're surrounding themselves with about four or five naked children. So you can imagine the situation that I'm put in,
right,
having not been able to film back. And I said that to the police officer. One, I wouldn't do it. And two, I shouldn't imagine that I could do it, but I wouldn't do it.
Well,
but I was surprised that the police officer said that they weren't breaking the law.
No, I wouldn't say that is a straightforward question. You know, I mean, some gardens, some places are actually private. or they are intended to be. They are intended to be private for the most part. So, for example, if someone is in a terrace next door and they are filming or they're using devices to film, that can be considered to be illegal. Okay. Now, a different thing is if you have a short hedge and you can easily see each other, you know, all the time walking around where, filming is inevitable. It's mostly how far do you need to get to film? Do you really need to go, you know, to plant devices in certain areas which, you know, you as actually wanted?
As they're walking up their terraced stairs of their garden, they're walking up and they're about 3 metres away and they're filming us in our garden.
Right. Well, we did have a case of a client, and they did actually end up agreeing on a suspended prison term. It was only a few months.
Okay.
But that happened in Marbella, and they had been filming the neighbour with a camera, and these were villas. But, you know, they did have the neighbours argued that they wanted privacy.
These are two villas, just quickly, and I'll finish on this. These are two villas, and I would have liked it to have been kept as evidence because she filmed me as she was abusing me, my wife, and my son.
Right.
But there you go.
All right, Gary.
Okay, thank you very much.
You can go to police, but you can file a report at the police as well. The police will send it to court, you know. So
yeah, no, they're not really interested. They're not really interested.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right, Gary. Thanks for the call in there. And tell you just a quick one while we're on that. We talk about a filming thing. Filming the police is a no-no, isn't it? You shouldn't be.
No. This is an urban legend, urban myth. This is there is no. A police is a public person, and unless they are on undercover duties of, you know, they're obviously plainclothes policemen, and you reveal their identities and so on. But a public. Publicly displayed policeman in his, clothing, official clothing. That's not illegal. Okay, people think it's illegal, but it is not.
Any public person. We weren't under the impression that there was a lay, and the locales would go, you know, get that camera away from me.
That's not legal. That's actually they cannot do that. They cannot take your cameras away. A lot of the times they actually confuse the Data Protection Act, which is a civil law, with a criminal. With filming illegally, which would be criminal. Okay, so they don't know the law so well, or maybe they're just trying to not have them being filmed. But it's perfectly legal to film policemen whilst they're on duty.
Quick question as well, Antonio, keep you on your toes. Sorry about this. We're talking about you can record a conversation between, you know, yourself, you and I can sort. We can have this private conversation. However, if I am calling you in as on a professional thing on your phone line, i.e. as a company, does that not come under, if I as my business want to record you, that's a Data Protection Act, surely?
Yes. Well, I mean, recording itself can be done. You know, the companies do say that they are recording conversations, and especially, you know, like utilities companies and so on, but they don't need to do it. They can. A different thing is the storing of that information, because that comes into the Data Protection Act. So you're going to be storing that information. What are you going to do with it? So that's why they do need to inform, and they do need some certain protocols. But, you know, we need to. A lot of the times people confuse, you know, the 1999 Data Protection Act with the criminal code of Spain. So, you know, one thing is civil, one thing is criminal. They are very distinct. So you can get a fine for doing things that are not criminal. And also you can be taken to court, a criminal court, for things that maybe Data Protection Act is not going to get involved in. So these are two different situations, and... you know, you need to. They have to be separated. But for example, what you deal with images and information and so on, which wouldn't be a criminal thing, then might be a data protection issue. So, you know, you store people's, you know, you film people in the street all the time, and then you store them and you make them public and so on. That's not legal from a Data Protection Act. You know, and another thing which some people think is legal is actually putting a camera on the street, a private camera. Now that in Spain is not. Legal.
It's not legal.
No, a lot of people do it, but it's not legal to have a fixed device filming you know, day in, day out, what happens in the street.
In the street, only if it's your personal garden, though, if it's your personal property, though, surely that's allowed as a...
Yeah. A lot of people do it. A lot of people have a little camera. You know, you can't even see them. So they're just stuck on the terrace or something and they film what happens in the street. So, for example, you know, if there is something happening, some violence or some altercation, and then they divulge it, and then obviously the press is very happy with that and so on. But you're not supposed to have that. You're not supposed to have a camera all the time, unless, as I say, it's a security company or it's the police. You know, the government effectively.
Or a phone that just get an abuela and put it on your terrace because she can watch everything that's happening all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, could people, abuelas aside, and that could be rent an abuela. I can see it now. Can people just put this information, this taped conversation, this recorded video or whatever? Can they just put it? They could put it on the social media. They can put it on websites. Is there a limit what they can do with them?
No, I mean, then you know, a conversation or like, for example, that's more to do with the commercial rights of image. And so on, you know, or rights to the content, you know. So if someone is trying to profit from conversations of other people, that might be an issue. Okay. But I'm more thinking in terms of a commercial dispute rather than data protection, because this obviously is public. So, you know, our conversation is going on air and it's reaching thousands of people. So, there wouldn't be any data protection.
Quick question on the WhatsApp as well. This is going back to the police. And good morning, officers. Yeah. Are the police bound to give their names and numbers when they are asked? In my experience, they do not hear.
Yeah, they do have to. They have to identify themselves, not their names. They can't give their names because that's a public. For public safety or their own personal safety. They don't. What they do give is a number. Okay, so police are always identified by numbers on badges and so on. You know,
okay.
So names don't come into that. They shouldn't. Names shouldn't be revealed.
Right. Fair enough. Basically, to sum up, Antonio, this is interesting because, you know, I was under the impression that if you were recording a conversation, you had to let the person know you were recording the conversation, and obviously you don't.
No, you don't. You don't. As I say, you don't need to. Now, a different thing is what you do with that information, okay? How you handle it, what you do with it. You know, if you are revealing private things of that conversation, then that you can be charged criminally with a count which is called revelation of secrets. So that is, you have to be careful with that. But if you keep it and then one day, you know, we have a dispute and you say, well, you said this, I said that, we're going to court over it, then you can use that because it's in the public interest and it's pursuing a legitimate interest, which is a court procedure. Okay. But if you are recording people and then you are divulging it to harm that person, his reputation or her reputation, the name and image and the good standing of a person, that's not legal.
Interesting indeed, Antonio. If people want to find out more information about this or what they can or can't do, they can find you, of course, at Lawbird. Where can they find you on the internet, on the socials? Where can they?
Well, they can email us on info@lawbird.com, or they can call us on 952-861890.
Antonio Flores at Lawbird, as always, thanks for the conversation this morning. Good to speak to you.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Have a good day.